Speaking of that holiday weekend, the Minnesota Department of Transportation is going to start installing posters in 41 rest areas across the state this week to educate the traveling public just in time for a time when a lot of folks are out on the highway and stopping at various rest areas. They're trying to educate folks about human trafficking to let them know it is a thing. And it's especially a thing here in the Northland, and to encourage them to report suspicious activity. The posters include guidelines on how to recognize signs of perhaps a potential victim. And on the phone with us this morning to tell us a little bit more about it is Angela Forsythe. She's a MnDOT spokesperson. Angela, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I've got a tickle in the back of my brain that somewhere, I don't know whether it was in Minnesota or not, but some people at a rest area thought that some contact, fairly recently, thought that some contact between a man and the woman slash girl he was with just kind of looked a little bit hinky. It didn't look really right. And they called in and reported it and actually were able to rescue this young woman from a tragic situation. So it's something that people, even here in wonderful, pleasant Minnesota, need to be concerned about. Tell us more about MnDOT's decision to get involved and try to help.
Sure. We actually have had a few different situations where people in the transportation industry have noticed signs of trafficking, whether it be behavior between a man and a girl, or a man and a boy, or whatever it happened to be, and were able to let the officials know that they needed to take some action and look into these people a little bit more closely. Truckers Against Trafficking specifically has been really instrumental in notifying some of these law enforcement authorities about situations they see that, as you said, they're just a little hinky. Something's not quite right there, and have proven to be very effective in identifying some of the trafficking incidents that are going on. MnDOT got involved because we see transportation is instrumental in trafficking. There's almost always going to be some sort of transport of a victim, whether it be from their place of residence to somewhere they're being exploited, or bringing someone, a victim, from a different place into Minnesota, whatever it happens to be. But we see that as an opportunity for us to step up and really be involved, and really to have an obligation to be involved. We've got all of the rest areas are MnDOTs, and we've got all of the corridors of transportation. And so we saw it as our responsibility to step forward and let the public know that transportation is against human trafficking and that human trafficking is a big problem in Minnesota.
For a long time, people in this area particularly said, well, you know, it only happened on the ships and nobody can, get anywhere near the ships anymore, and so it doesn't happen. But I think that the people working to combat sex trafficking have done a really excellent job in really bringing it to the forefront of people's consciousness and saying, yes, it is happening. It is happening here. And there are kids and women being endangered.
Absolutely. And I will add, too, that it's men and boys as well. MnDOT's initiative is focused not just on sex trafficking, but on labor trafficking as well. And so you'll see lots of different situations where there's no certain type of victim. They're across the board, different genders, different ethnicities, different religions, everything. And so we do want people to understand Minnesota is a hotbed for trafficking. We've got the intersections of 35 and 90. We've got different types of corridors of transportation. So we have the ports. We've got the railroads. We've got all of the different places people want to be for trafficking. We also have, coming up in the near future, the Super Bowl, which isn't in and of itself a trafficking activity. But it tends to bring a lot of people to one particular concentrated area. Same thing with some of the other sports activities going on in the near future. Minnesota actually was identified by the FBI as one of the higher states for child prostitution, which is really just children being trafficked. And we don't want to be that person. We don't want to be that state. We would like to get the word out that this is happening all over. And some of the other agencies, as you said, have done an excellent job of raising that awareness. And we just figure that we can, MnDOT could add to that and raise some of that awareness, because it does happen here. It does happen to people that you know, more than likely. And we don't want to be okay with that.
Now, if you're putting some of these posters, if you're putting posters and you're getting this educational material out along the mm-hmm. highway in rest stops, and you're saying, here are some warning signs to look for, are child traffickers reading the posters and going, okay, I can't do any of these things? And I will go underground now, and no one will be able to tell because I will no longer exhibit these behaviors.
You raise an excellent question, an excellent point. I think that that's a possibility, but I also know that with sex trafficking in particular, they have to be out in the public because that's where their clientele is. One of the reasons that an organization like Truckers Against Trafficking has been so successful is that traffickers will hide their behavior from law enforcement. They won't necessarily hide their behavior from, say, a trucker or a person that's at a rest area because they don't feel like they need to. They're counting on the public not being aware and not doing anything if they are aware. And so this gives, we're hoping to get a little bit of a boost to, if someone's aware, that they'll actually call the hotline as well. And so I think if a smart trafficker, they probably will go a little more underground or will try to be a little more discreet. But, you know, as I said, the people that are trafficking are counting on someone to want their services and to want the services of their victims. And so they can't be entirely discreet.
Well, and obviously the victims, if they stop at a rest area because a victim needs to use a rest area, the mm-hmm. victim is going to be able to see the posters and see that information, too. And maybe they will feel as though they've got a better chance to ask somebody for help.
Absolutely. And that's kind of the other part of what we're hoping is, you know, we realize that a lot of the people that are being trafficked don't realize that they are being and that the behavior against them is not okay. You know, they've been told that it's a good thing to do or that it's necessary. For people who are not native English speakers, they don't necessarily realize that that what's happening to them is not okay in the United States. And some people just realize, I needed a place to stay for the night and engaged in this activity in order to get that, but don't know that it's very wrong and that it's exploitation and that they really can get out of that situation. We want people to know that they do have options.
With that in mind, are the posters or some of the posters printed in other languages, or is there information about if you need help, here's a number to call, printed in other languages?
There actually are a lot of different materials in different languages. Our signs don't have them in different languages now. We're hoping to do that in the future. And a lot of the materials that are going out, because it's not just the rest area signs, we actually have information going out in the commercial driver's license brochures and in different organizations as well. And those materials, I believe, do have different languages available. But that is a concern of ours, and we realize it's an issue, and we're trying to remedy that.
How amazing to perhaps go into a rest area, be confused, upset, worried, terrified about what is happening to you, and see something in a language that you can read that says, this is wrong, here's how to get a hold
exactly.
of help. And yeah,
exactly. But the nice thing that we kind of considered when we thought about whether or not we could do like different languages immediately was that most of the people that are being trafficked actually do speak English. A lot of times it is a runaway who was taken advantage of immediately. And, you know, the stereotype is that these people that are victims are from different countries and from different languages, and that's not the case. Certainly there are some of those people, and no matter what type of person you've got being trafficked, it's horrible. But a lot of times they are people that are within the same state from you, and, you know, are just someone that came down in a rough time and needed money and got into a situation they didn't expect or understand. And so we, with that information, we were able to make the decision that we could do just English immediately and then expand from there.
Angela, this is a wonderful program, and congratulations to MnDOT for taking such a proactive step. Thanks so much also to you for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Angela Forsyth is a MnDOT spokesperson, and MnDOT will begin installing posters in 41 rest areas across Minnesota this week to educate folks on the road about human trafficking, how to recognize suspicious activity, and how to report it. We'll get additional information up on our website. You can find it at kumd.org.